Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to use a dressage whip correctly. Now, a dressage whip is a useful tool as an additional training aid for your horse when used correctly. But if you've never used one before, then simply holding the whip without dropping it can be a challenge. So in this podcast episode, we take a look at how to use the dressage whip correctly. So firstly, what is a dressage whip used for? Well, a dressage whip is intended to be used as an additional refined aid and to reinforce your leg aids. Now, you should never use the whip to punish your horse, and if things go wrong, you should take a moment to work out why and don't immediately assume that the horse is deliberately naughty or disobedient. So what about using a jumping whip? Now, in theory, you could use a jumping whip when schooling your horse, and it can be a useful tactic if your horse is afraid of a long dressage whip. However, a jumping whip is far too short to be of any practical use when schooling a horse for dressage, so it's better to invest in a dressage whip for that purpose. So let's quickly talk about how to choose a dressage whip. Now, when you head to your local tack shop to buy a dressage whip, you'll be amazed by the range of lengths and styles to choose from. Now, essentially, a dressage whip is 3 to 4 lengths of fiberglass that is encased in a nylon or cotton woven cover and a handle at the thicker end. Now, at the top of the handle is a cap that finishes the look of the whip and prevents the whip from slipping through your hand. Now, at the end of the whip is a soft lash, which typically measures from 2 to as much as 9 inches long. Now, some whips are designed to have a flat tab at the end rather than a lash, and the tab doesn't hurt the horse but makes a snapping sound that can be very effective for some horses that ignore the touch of the whip. Now, although the use of the dressage whip remains unchanged, there are dozens of variations to choose from, and the range of handle styles is mind-boggling. There's leather, bamboo, ribbed, suede, velvet, or no handle at all. And you can also get whips with chrome, gold, and silver coloured, leather, bling, and rubber handle caps. And there's even a choice of cap shape, so ball, mushroom, or disc. However, it's not all about how the whip looks. The different finishes can affect the stiffness of the whip and its balance in your hand. So let's talk about the stiffness. Now, most dressage whips are covered with woven nylon or cotton thread, and generally the tighter the weave, the stiffer the whip will be, especially if the weave is lacquered too, and lacquered whips also tend to have less fray. Now, essentially, a stiff whip will have a lighter touch on the horse, and a more flexible whip will have more sting, but won't be as easy to control as a stiffer one. Now, unless you are very experienced, we suggest that a stiffer dressage whip is the best choice for you. So now let's talk about the handle. Now, when you're carrying your whip, you will be holding the base of the handle. So the material that the whole thing is made from is really more about the look that you want. Now, more important is the balance of the whip, which we will talk about next, because the whip's balance will determine how comfortable it will be for you to hold for an hour or so, and whether you'll be able to use it accurately. Now, you can buy dressage whips that don't have a handle. However, these are extremely difficult to balance, and they're also very easy to drop, especially if you have a sweaty horse or if it's a rainy day. Now, one solution is to use a rubber rein stop as a cap, but a whip with a handle just looks so much smarter. Okay, so now let's talk about the balance. So the whip should rest at an angle across your thigh, and you shouldn't need to keep adjusting the whip to stop it from falling onto your horse's shoulder, and ideally, a slight flick of your wrist should be all it takes to bring the whip into contact with the horse's side. Now, the whip's balance point is where the handle fixes to the shaft, and that means you need to hold the whip at that point, not right at the top underneath the cap. Now, generally, the longer the whip, the more weight you will need at the top to balance it. Therefore, a shorter whip with a very heavy handle will feel very awkward and tricky to balance. A well-designed whip will be created with a cap that matches the whip's shaft weight and length. So when choosing a whip, hold it at the point where the handle joins the shaft and see whether the whip automatically tips to one side or if it's easy to hold. Basically, the whip should feel easy to manoeuvre and be comfortable to keep hold of. So now let's talk about the length of a dressage whip. So dressage whips come in different lengths, and you want one that suits the size of your horse. For example, if you have a 14 hands high dressage pony, you don't want a 4 foot long fishing rod. Similarly, if you ride an 18 hand warm blood, a short whip is useless because it most likely won't reach past your saddle pad and your horse won't feel its touch. Now, as with any item of tack, dress and equipment, always consult your dressage body's current rulebook to see what the rules are for the whip length. Unfortunately, just to muddy the waters, most whip manufacturers measure the whips by their shaft length and they don't include the lash at the end. So be sure to measure the whip from its cap to the end of the lash so that you know that you are within the rules. So now let's talk about colours. Because when it comes to dressage whips, they come in an array of colours, including sparkles. And it's really just a matter of personal preference, but remember to check your dressage organisation's rulebook on what colours are permitted to be used in competition. Okay, so now let's discuss what hand should you hold your whip in. Should you hold in your left hand or your right hand? Now, if you've chosen a well-balanced dressage whip that is the correct length for you and your horse, then you should be able to hold the whip in both hands fairly easily. And that is important for a few reasons. So number one is that one hind leg may need more activation, so you'll need to swap the whip over to that side. Number two is that if you are riding indoors, then you don't want the whip to catch on the wall, etc. And lastly, number three is that there may be others riding with you and you don't want to accidentally clip another horse or rider with your whip as you pass them. So, although it can be tempting to hold your whip in whichever is your dominant hand, you must practice carrying and using the whip in both hands. So this leads us nicely into talk about how to hold a dressage whip. Now, when you hold a dressage whip, it should run right through your hand. So hold your reins as normal and the dressage whip should rest in the crease in the centre of your palm. Now check that you are holding the whip correctly by turning your hand over and the whip's angle should match that of your knuckles. Now beware that if you get the angle wrong, you could accidentally flick your horse across the flank, which could have dramatic results. Okay, so now let's go over some methods of how to change the whip from one hand to the other. Now, when it comes to changing the whip from one side to the other, there are two main ways to do this, and we're going to go through each individual method, but each example is us changing the whip from our right hand to our left hand. So method number one, take the whip's handle and both reins into your right fist, and then with your left hand, grab hold of the whip's handle and slide it up and through your right hand. Now position the whip correctly in your left hand with the shaft lying across your thigh and take back your reins. Now this method is the least preferred for dressage whips because the sound of the whip sliding through your gloves can frighten some horses, and if you have a very long whip, it can be difficult to slide it all the way up and out of your right hand. So this method is best used for shorter whips and jumping whips. So this leads us into method number two, which is to take the whip's handle and both reins into your right fist. And then with your left hand, reach over the top of your right hand, grab hold of the whip and rotate it through an arc over to the left side. And now position the whip correctly in your left hand with the shaft lying across your left thigh and take back your reins. Now, although this method does take practice, once you get the hang of it, it is the easiest way to change your whip hand and it can cause the least disturbance to your horse, especially if you have a long whip. So now we know how to hold the whip and how to change hands, let's talk about how to use a dressage whip correctly. Now, as previously mentioned, the whip is not there to punish the horse. The dressage whip is used to reinforce your leg aid and to create a sharper reaction. For example, in leg yield, If your horse is slow to move away from your inside leg, a quick tap with the whip behind your leg can help to keep the horse attentive and alive to your aids. Now, when you want to use your whip, don't use your elbow. The movement should come from your wrist, but the angle of the whip is controlled by your pinky. Although moving that little finger might not seem like much, it does create big changes to the angle of the whip at the lash end, which is the part of the whip that the horse will feel. So, if you want the whip to touch your horse low down to activate his hock, you will need to open your pinky finger. And if you want the whip to touch your horse higher up, you will need to close your pinky finger. So let's talk about using your wrist. So, when you use your whip for the horse, think about how you would use your wrist to turn a doorknob. You could turn the doorknob suddenly, as if you were going to rush out, or you could turn it slowly, as though you were balancing a bag of groceries in the other hand. Now, those two wrist rotation speeds send different messages down the whip to your horse. Now, in the first scenario, the sudden rotation of your wrist causes the whip to give the horse a sharp tap, whereas the second scenario translates a gentle tickle on the horse's side. And you can also create a gentle feathering effect with the whip by rotating your wrist quickly and softly back and forth. Now, before we end this podcast episode, it's important to mention saluting. Because if you are in a dressage competition and you carry a dressage whip, you should never salute with your whip in hand. Instead, simply salute the judge with the hand that isn't holding the whip. Because if you do salute with your whip in hand, you will be deducted 2 marks for an error of the test. So to wrap this podcast episode up, the dressage whip is used to reinforce your leg aids and should never be used to punish the horse. So choose a whip that is well balanced and fits the size of your horse, and practice switching the whip from your left hand to your right hand and vice versa, so that you can do it easily when you need to without having to stop. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.